Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our Shi'ul in Perek Aleph, Halachas Ches and Tes. Folks, Malachim, we've already learned the flows, and we saw that Yeravam was a Melech Be'etzim. And Rechavam was a Plag Kesar. And that's the Chiddush in the Rambam, that even though Kiblu Alayu and the people of Am was Mekabel, he doesn't have a Din Melech Be'etzim. He just has a Din of a ruler, but not as a king, essentially, intrinsically. But Yeravam did have such a din. That's all if he's Melech al pi derech haTorah. But when Yeravam went off the derech and he started with the Avodah Zarah, he lost his Shem Melech Yisrael, and now he's just ruling mitzad Kabbalas Am Yisrael. So he's a Melech mitzad Kabbalasam, and now Rechavam could have a din Melech Mamish, and not only the Shulton of Plakeis that we spoke about in the previous year, because now he's no longer under the yoke of Yeravam, because Yeravam loses his din Melech Yisrael. Just parenthetically, Yesh Ladun, he wasn't Molech al Kol Yisrael, Rebbe, King Rechavam, because he was only Molech over Yehuda on the job of the king, as you saw in the Rambam say from Mitzvah, Netais and Sanhedrin Chafam Veiz, is Yekavitz Kolam Hoseinu. Like upon him, Yeravam lost his din in the Melech Yisrael, and now Rechavam could possibly have taken it. The Minchas, and with this we can answer the Minchas Chinos Kasha, why Rechavam was anointed with the Shemana Mishcha, there was Machlokas on Rechavam. And we paskin that machlokas gam melech ben melech nimshach, and gam came to say for Shari Yosef lachida hori yasir alef on the base was made on this kasha. So yeah, he was melech ben melech, but why was he not nimshach? It was machlokas on him. So the Menachas Chinos says pashut that nobody argued with him being melech Yehuda. So since there was no argument on his malchus Yehuda, he's not considered a melech with a machlokas. He's considered a melech without a machlokas. So that's pashut bar, like the Menachas Chinos says. But based on what we said, anyway, it's not a kasha. Because he didn't have a din of a plakesa. He only had a din of plakesa, or not Melech Yisrael. He wasn't a Melech Be'etzim. And therefore, there's no din Meshicha. Because the real ruler was Yeravam. The only thing is after Yeravam lost his din Melech Yisrael, Shuv Chol Rechavim din Melech Mamish. So why didn't they anoint him? Like they anointed Yoash because of the machlokas of his mother Ataliah, who killed all the Zacharim. And Yoachaz because of Yehoyakim, who was older than him, like we see in the Sugya. In Horius Ham Bez and in Krisis Ham Bez and in Horius in Aleph. So why now that Yehoshaphat has a din Melech Mamish, why aren't they anointing him? So the answer is there's no machlokas on Rechavam because he's still only Melech. You don't have to anoint him because there's no machlokas. So, you only anoint a melech ben melech if there's machlokas. He was king over Judah, and there was no machlokas. So as long as there's no machlokas, and you're melech ben melech, there's no meshicha. Now from the fact that they anointed Yoash and Yoachaz, we see they had a din melech mamish. Otherwise, how did they do me'ilah b'shem and amishcha? So then how are we going to understand the Tosfos and Ajuchah from Beis and the Yukat Balshem v'Rambam? That the job of the king is to be king over everybody, to gather everybody together. So now it would appear that the Rambam writes in Alachates, Shemiyam Melech Misha'ar Yisrael Tiposek HaMalchus Mibeisa Shrei Ne'amar Lirov Machloi Kol Hayomim. So the Malchus Yisrael doesn't last forever. The Ravid says that the Malchus wasn't Pesekes mi Beisai, but it was Shneel Malchus Beis David. Kesar upla Kesar. That's what the Ravid says. And Das HaRavid al Pia Aruch B'Sanhedrin Tzari Chesam with Beis. That the Nasi, David's called the Nasi, that's the Melech Batz Musoi. And when Kshenit Malchus Meis Beis David, Shneel Shlomo became the Nasi, so the Shem Melech is going to remain by Beis David, and Yerovam is going to be makabel the Shlita before. Simstein Rashi in the Aruch. Rashi holds that Yerovam is the Kesar. The Aruch holds Yerovam is the Palplag Kesar, the half, the Shlita before. The practical rulership, as opposed to Shlomo, is the Melech Be'etzim. But Yerovam only has Shlita before Al Yisrael, Plag Kesar. Mishumkach, Besrara Zo, Shashaton before, Sheinastira Klal, Malchut Beit David. With this srara of Shulton Befoyal, that's not a stira to Malchus Beis David, this can be Lo'ilam. And here you can have Yerusha. So that's the Ravid. The Ravid says, yeah, I can keep going. Just Al Tpla Kesar. And it's not a stira to Malchus Beis David, which is Mamish Lo'ilam. And Malchus Beis David, the Pasuk says, is going down, but not forever. It's only temporary. Because David's Malchus is he was punished, but it's forever. His Malchus Be'etzim is forever. That's the Pasuk the Rambam quotes in Melachim Aleph. Ve'ane zera David. I Hashem Amiyasu Zera David, Barbanim Shal David HaMelech. I'm going to take the Melucha Baseres HaShvatim Laman Zos, because Shlomo's sin. Achlo Kol HaYomim. It's not going to be forever. Eventually it's coming back. But the Plak Kesar can remain with Yerovam. But if Yimash Biyanu Lidat HaRambam, Rei Adaram, Shem Melech HaYetzel Malcha Yisrael, V'istiral Malchut Beit David. HaRambam holds, as we discussed at length in the previous shiur, that Malchei Yisrael have a din melech be'etzim. And that is a stira to Malchus Yisrael. And not that it's shaykh to have a minui of a Melech Yisrael, the Meiri writes in Horias and Dafir Aleph on the Beitz b'Malchus Shol, Shkem Shlo Eroi l'Malchus Mishevet Yehuda, shaykh b'minu shel Memalei Mokoim. So that's a minui of Memalei Mokoim, and that's why Dino k'Malchei Beis David, shenimshach b'shemen ha-mishcha v'lo b'shemen ha-farsimah. So he's not considered Eroi l'Malchus, it's a minui shel Milui Mokoim, and that's not a stir of Malchus Beis David. And that's why the Rambam says his chiddush, Navi Shehemid. But a Navi who's Mamid, Rambam writes, Navi Shehemid Melech Mishal Shiftei Yisrael, and that Melech was going in the Derech of Torah and Mitzvah. And he was Nilcham El Chamois Hashem. So he's a Melech, B'chol Mitzvah HaMelech, no gospel. So what's the chiddush that the Navi is Mamid? Every Malchus requires a Navi, like the Rambam says in Halacha Gimel. So what additional and special din of a Navi is there if the Melech is Mishal Shiftei Yisrael? Ela, the Shem din Navi who ba'ashvuye Shem Melech shechol alidei Navi u'bezin shal shivim zekenim. אבל כאן כל המציאוס המאפשר את מלכוס שהוא קנה ומצב שמי למוקם כבשב של העמיד מלך ומלכי דובר על ידי שנית למלכוס על ידי נובי השם נגד בכל ידי נובי והוא הפועל מעצה מציא זו שיש בו מוקם למלך שאינו בייס דוביד that the shame din novi is when you create a shame melech that applies that the Navi applies through a Navi and a Bezim and Shivim Zekenim. Eba El Hasham. When you talk about a Melech Mimalchei Beis David, Sham Din Navi is creating a Shem Melech that's created by a, that's established by a Navi and a Bezim and Shivim Zekenim. But here the whole Metzius that allows a malchus, which is a situation of milui makom, of filling in for malchei beis David. Because you can't be mamid a melech mimalchei beis David because they lost it because of the sins of Shlomo. So that nikba v'chol ayidei navi. V'hu apoel matzavu mitziud zo. So this matzav of milui makom is now nifal ayidei navi. So these are two different things. The shem melech, normal shem melech, normative shem melech, that's ayidei ben navi and beis shel shivim ve'echad. And here, the navi is making this shem melech of milui makom. And the nafkamina is there. You have a navi and a sanhedrin. Aval kan koli karo al pi kviat naviu shirak mikoach navi. Here it's all the navi, and he creates this mitzias of melech as a mamali makom, and that can even be a melech mishar shiftei Yisrael that we've been discussing. And the navi can do that. Otherwise, you need a Navi and a Sanhedrin for Melech Beis David to make the normative king of Malchei Beis David. The Rambam, in the Perush HaMishnayis, in Perek Yud of Sanhedrin, writes, Kol HaChelek Al HaMishpacha HaZois Kofar Bashem. You argue with the David's family, you're denying God. Zahar Beverde from Rambam. Very, very sharp words. Because minui shel mimali makom ein kan machlekes al mishpacha. But if there's an appointment of a mimali makom, that's not a machlekes on the mishpacha. That's not a machlekes on the mishpacha. It's a mimali makom, and therefore there's no isur of ish nochri that the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos, and not the isur being cholek on the family of David that the Rambam writes in the Perush HaMishnayis. That answers the kasha we asked in the first shir. The Rambam writes it's an isur zor, it's terrible to appoint someone else. No, he's only mamali makom. So it's not the real appointment. And that's why the Rambam writes that in Perush HaMishnayis that the Isser is al Zeres Shlomo, even though the Isser is really on Beis David originally. So why does the Rambam extend it to Zeres Shlomo? And the answer is that he's explaining the minui of Yerovam against Rechovam. He's Mizeres Shlomo. Al Zeh Yesh Isser. The reason it's okay is because this minui is only a milui makom. It's not a machlokas on the mishpacha. It's not included in the yisr. This is just in the meantime. That's what Rambam is telling us over here. Just in the meantime, they appointed Yeravam. Seder gamor, because that's the, in the meantime, that's the mamali makom. That the Rechovam can't have a shem melech because of the sins of Shlomo. According to this, bevadai, yesh yirusha. Avada, there's a yirusha in this milui makom. And like in all svarois, like the Rambam himself writes in Halacha Ches, that his children are also king. Yeravam's children are also king. And in Halacha Tes, where the Rambam says that it's not le'olam, In other meluchas, only based David's lo'ilam, lo ba lishlol Yerusha. He's not coming to negate Yerusha. Rather, he's being koyver the mahus haminui of Halacha Ches. There's a melech mishar shiftei Yisrael. But that's just a milui makom lemachus based David, and that's the guf haminui, and that applies to the etzim shem haminui. It's just a mali makom. That's why the Rambam says tepasek. He's not telling us what's going to be ba'achris hayamim, that there's going to be no Yerusha. Look in the Ralbag, Malachim Yud Aleph Chav Ches. Shalashava Machus Beis Dovin Beis Rishon Lovin Beis Sheni. Umashkatz V'achloi Kol Yom Shu Aposik Shevi Kana Rambam Limois HaMashiach. Like I mentioned before, V'achloi Kol Yom, it's Malchus Yisrael is not going to be all the days because it's going to come back to David. When says the Ralbag, Limois HaMashiach. But the Rambam here is telling us Hilchus Al HaMashiach. No. Elakomash Malon. The Rambam is telling us the essence of the minu, that it's not a minu le'olam, it's not a schus malchus atzmis, it's just a milui makom. Shumitzad in yani davar davar she'eino le'olam. So it is something that's not eternal. That there's no hafko of David Loilam. In the meantime, you can have a Yerovim, you can have other Malchei Yisrael. But David's not going to be Mufka Loilam because David's Loilam. So when the Rambam says it's not Loilam, he's telling us the nature of the Minu. That it's only temporary, it's only together Milui Makom. But in that Sror of Milui Makom, in the meantime, there's Yerusha. Like he writes in Halacha Ches, that there's Yerusha. V'osa Shapir Heitev Divrei HaRambam. So based on what we've been discussing in all these Shiurim, including this one, the Rambam reads so incredibly beautifully. It's just half-flavor fella. But we're not done. If God gives us life and health, Simchas Chaim, hopefully we'll continue. But we'll conclude here in the meantime. And we'll give ourselves a goreisa broche that we should be zeiche l'lmod l'lamed l'shmor v'la'asot v'l'kayem et kol divrei Talmud Torato be'ahava. Thank you so much for listening, sweet friends. This was just incredible. Shalom, shalom. And of course, never to forget shesof davar kol nishma te'elokim yirav et mitzvotav shmor ki zeh kol ha'adam. Shalom, shalom.